The standard transaction between motor vehicles and roads is that the vehicle moves and the road does not, but nature can and does intervene in that relationship. Major case in point, last chance grade on US 101 in coastal Del Norte County on the California side. The ground under the road moves, and so the road does as well. Caltrans spends plenty of time and money keeping the road open and working on a permanent solution. It's not cheap and it's not fast, but it's underway with a website just for the Last Chance Grade project and its many partners. Jamie Mattioli is the project manager for Last Chance Grade and our guest on The Exchange. Jamie, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, you're welcome.
So this is between Klamath and Crescent City. It sounds almost like a road built on a sand dune. I mean, what is the geology there?
Well, the geology is there are four major slide areas. And three of them are considered active slides. They're a rocky formation. One of them is a melange. It's a slow-moving, undulating area that is much lower risk to the roadway. And the other three areas to the north, we've seen steady movement since the road was constructed. And we do have nested slides in those areas where you can see parts of the roadway sliding downhill. As we've seen this year, south of the Wilson Creek wall, about 13 feet of the roadway slid down the hill and came to a rest. So, that's the geology there. Just a history of the road moving towards the coast, towards the west.
Wow, so 13 feet of roadway. I remember being faintly shocked by how much the road moves over time, and that was an interview with Sebastian Cohen in March of last year. So this was a very, very active winter and a very active road movement time, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right. It was a wet year, and we saw a number of issues this year. The major issue was the Wilson Creek slide, and we also had cracking and other damage occurred to other retaining walls in the area. So we've now, this year in response to the storm damage, Sebastian Cohen is still our storm damage coordinator. He's still heavily involved in Last Chance Grade, and he's managing the storm damage program here for Caltrans District 1. And he authored a damage assessment form, which was approved by the FHWA, Federal Highway Administration, mm-hmm. and that damage form gives Caltrans authorization to spend $27.6 million in construction to repair the damage that has occurred this year, in addition to damage that has occurred since last March, when I think you had spoken with Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty extensive repairs. We're doing repairs to four retaining walls, and an additional four retaining walls are either being constructed or extended. We're extending the length of those retaining walls.
Are these uphill or downhill retaining walls, or both?
They are both. I believe the new retaining walls are downhill walls, and we are repairing some uphill walls.
So it's a question of either trying to keep the hillside off the road or trying to keep the road from going down the hill.
Right.
Those are the two kinds of. So $27.6 million in construction money you mentioned with this FWHA situation, but that is just for repairs in the existing road, does not address the long-term solution. Is that right?
That's correct, Jeffrey. Those funds are dedicated to existing repairs and maintaining the roadway in its current, alignment and current geometry. It also included in that effort is some funds put aside to coordinate with FHWA on pursuing that long-term solution. So that damage assessment form is also funding what we're calling an expert risk assessment. So that's putting together a group of experts, geotechnical engineers, other experts from FHWA and Caltrans to consider the options out there and to answer a number of questions related to questions that would support a permanent solution.
We're talking about the solution for Last Chance Grade in Del Norte County and U.S. 101. Jamie Mattioli is the project manager for Last Chance Grade, which there are plans on the books for moving ahead with a permanent solution to it, which we'll get into in just a few moments. You can join the conversation on the exchange, your questions, your comments about the process of what's going on in that landslide-prone area on 101, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jamie, is there anything else in that Caltrans District 1 that comes even close to the level of repair work and human power you have to put on Last Chance Grade?
Well, that's a great question, Jeffrey. I know we have a number of problem sites throughout the district. District 1 goes from Del Norte down to Humboldt and Mendocino and Lake. And this year we've heard about a number of issues on the North Coast. Mendocino, 101, Post Mile 97 slide has been active this year and closed 101. We've had other historical areas of slides. If you're familiar with Confusion Hill in southern Humboldt, we had histories of slide there on 101. And eventually we were able to justify a permanent solution that put in two new bridges to realign the roadway and avoid that slide area. As far as the extent and amount of dollars spent, I think there are probably other areas that are comparable, but I don't have that data in front of me right now.
All right, so close anyway. So,
yeah.
So a good case in point here, though. How long did it take from realizing that Confusion Hill's old alignment wasn't going to be the one that was going to be permanent to actually getting the bridges built and the new roadway opened?
I think it was a long-term process. I think once the case was built, things moved fairly quickly in that case. And I know that Caltrans was able to deliver the project, I believe, faster than was expected. I'm not totally familiar with all the issues there, but it was slowly building a case, documenting the costs that were spent on maintenance, documenting the costs that were spent on repairs, and then making the case that it's a better deal for the people of California to spend money to realign the road than it is to keep the road where it is. So eventually that case was made and funds were provided.
So, Jamie, is the major holdup with Last Chance, I mean, the thing that makes this a long-term project, is it more the money because you need, I guess, a legislative appropriation or at least an appropriation to put in the funding for this big a project, or is it the need to comply with CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, or are they pretty much equal in the amount of time they add?
So, Jeffrey, are we talking about
the difficulty
in getting the project funded, getting it going, or just getting it delivered once we do have funding?
Well, really just in getting it going. I mean, getting funding.
Right.
I mean, which is the bigger obstacle, the funding or the environmental process?
The bigger obstacle is really getting funding available. The scope of the project is very large. We've done a number of studies, about a study every decade since the 70s, and we've found that after studying the options to realign the road, we determined it's more economically feasible to maintain the road in its current place. So overcoming that issue has been the obstacle in realignment. It's very expensive to realign in this area. There's a reason I think the road is in the location that it's in, and that's because going to the east is not easy. It's steep terrain, number of waterways, it's a forested area, of course, and now we have a huge issue that we have old-growth forests, we have sensitive ecosystems, we have state parks, we have a UNESCO World Heritage Site that could be impacted. So. And just the cost is great. So we've identified in our project study report, which is on the website, completed in 2016, six build alternatives. Those would realign the road around last chance grade slide area, and the costs range from about $300 million to $1.2 billion.
Wow, so that is expensive, yes.
So it's very expensive. Caltrans believes there is a strong case that the responsible thing to do is to realign the road. And so we're working closely with our partners at FHWA. We're engaged just every week now, actually, on this effort, this expert risk assessment effort, which is answering those questions, putting the data together that would support the full realignment, the permanent solution.
Jamie Mattioli, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the project manager for Last Chance Grade, which is on U.S. 101 in Del Norte County, south of Crescent City, between Crescent City and Klamath, and a very slide-prone area, and they've been watching the road move for years now. Jamie, I understand that when the Transportation Commission meets next week in San Diego, there could be a vote on funding for some aspect of this. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So while we don't have full funding for the permanent project, Caltrans is proactively seeking funds to initiate what would be the environmental process. So after we complete our planning document, we move to the environmental process where we further study the project alternatives, study the environmental impacts, and also study the viability of those alternatives, especially in terms of the geology and the stability of the areas where we are rerouting the road. So this $5 million that we are requesting, the scope of that work will be to perform geotechnical investigations in the areas where we're realigning the roads. So we're studying the subsurface conditions, and we need to answer the questions of in these new locations, are there other stability issues? Are these other alternatives feasible? And if there are stability issues, how can we adjust the alignments? Can we shift them around? Is it responsible to remove some of the alternatives because they're just not viable? Geotechnically.
Okay, that brings up a great question then. I mean, so you're going to explore all the alternatives thoroughly rather than pick a preferred alternative and explore that one thoroughly. So that would certainly seem to add to the time and cost.
Absolutely, and that's a requirement of CEQA and NEPA, that we fully explore all of the viable alternatives environmentally, study their environmental impacts, and then at the time that we, after we circulate an environmental document years down the road, and we have comments from agencies and the public on the impacts, the project development team, in coordination with our stakeholders, would eventually select that preferred alternative. But that selection doesn't occur until we've completed all those studies.
Okay, so each one has to get individually investigated. And should point out, too, that you're not going to end up with this mega giganto four-lane road, are you?
No, it's a two-lane road. It's fairly consistent with what's out there. The concept is a two-lane road with standard shoulders, which are 8 feet. The geometry would allow, would accommodate 55-mile-per-hour speeds, typical speeds out there. So the curves are designed to those speeds. So there are the curves are they're not narrow curves.
Okay, and so assuming everything falls into place, I mean even best case scenario with all the steps in the process being able to be taken in a relatively brisk manner, CEQA, NEPA, and money being your major obstacles, what's the soonest that there might actually be construction beginning?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't have a good answer for you, unfortunately, Jeffrey. Our project study report, again, completed in 2016, produced a timeline, and that timeline has us out to 2039, when construction is completed. And that timeline really uses sort of a worst-case scenario, for lack of a better term. We selected the alternative that would be the most expensive to construct and the most difficult to design and most difficult environmentally when we looked at what we would fund or what we would program and what we build our schedule around. During this next year, when we we're confident we'll get this $5 million to study the geotech issues, if we are able to eliminate some alternatives, it's likely that we can reduce the timeline we anticipated for environmental somewhat, and that there could be ramifications down the line for our permitting timeline, our design timeline, and construction. So I would say that the construction completed at 2039 is a worst case, and the work we're doing now should reduce that, streamline that timeline.
Okay, but clearly a lot of work ahead and potentially a few more personnel on the process as the years go by. So not a fast fix at last chance grade, but it is a road that crosses a landslide. And so at some point, the idea is to stop that road from moving. Jamie Mattioli is the project manager for Last Chance Grade on Highway 101 between Crescent City and Klamath. And I want to thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, absolutely.